In this bulletin, a heatwave forecast for much of eastern Australia. Pope Francis abolishes Vatican secrecy rules governing sexual abuse cases. And in sport, Elise Perry named Women's Cricketer of the Year. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A heatwave moving across Australia could see temperatures reach the high 40s. The Weather Bureau says parts of Western Australia, South Australia and Victoria are likely to record more than 45 degrees. There are total fire bans in place for large sections of Queensland and South Australia and all of New South Wales. More than 2,300 firefighters in New South Wales are trying to contain bushfires before the worst of the heat hits. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to be cautious in the heat and to heed the warning from emergency services.
Please listen to the advice you're getting, because never before have we been able to prepare so well because of the extra advice we're getting, whether it's weather patterns, whether it's wind conditions, whether it's what the fire fronts are likely to do. But there is still an element of unpredictability, and that element of unpredictability is what concerns us.
New Zealand businessman Sir John Brearley has been arrested and charged for alleged possession of child pornography on his computer. New South Wales police say the 82-year-old was arrested at Sydney Airport on Tuesday as he was about to board a plane to Fiji. Police have been investigating the matter since August this year, and he has been charged with six counts relating to possession of child pornography. The multimillionaire has been the director of a number of companies across Australia, New Zealand and the United Kingdom. Pope Francis is abolishing Vatican secrecy rules governing sexual abuse cases. Removing pontifical secrecy will enable the Catholic Church to release documents regarding sexual abuse cases to civil authorities across all countries and not just a select few. The move will also enable victims to learn the outcome of their cases at the Vatican. However, the Pope's special declaration or rescript does not alter privacy rules governing Vatican trials of alleged abusers or the reporting of sexual abuse. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says the charge relates to legal documents and data collected during canon law trials.
Basically, it is a step forward in terms of transparency. Transparency for the victims and their families, and transparency for judicial legal systems around the world, which can now request the documentation from the ongoing trials and bring it into their legal systems in order to facilitate their work.
Recovery workers in New Zealand are hoping they can resume the search for two people missing since last week's volcanic eruption on White Island. Sydney teenager Winona Langford and local tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman are missing and presumed dead. Hayden Marshall Inman's brother Mark Inman says he's frustrated by what he regards as police delays in making decisions about the recovery operation.
They made a decision, which is fantastic, but again, whether by that stage the weather had turned, and we've missed 2 days and probably a third day, so it's just a shame that it takes so long to get a decision to be made.
In sport, Elise Perry has been named Women's Cricketer of the Year. It's the second time she has won the award. The star all-rounder has been named One Day International Cricketer of the Year. Perry scored 3 international centuries and has an average of 73 runs from her 12 one-day internationals this year. She also claimed 21 one-day international wickets, including a record 7 for 22 against England in Canterbury. Perry says she was surprised to win the award again.
A little bit shocked, I think, too, just given how many incredible performances there have been across the year. But yeah, look, it's amazing to be acknowledged, and I do truly appreciate it. So yeah, it's a really nice way, I guess, to finish the year on a personal note.
A look at the weather for the rest of today. Sunny in Perth and 35. Very hot for Adelaide, 42 degrees. Much the same for Melbourne, with a cool change later in the day, 39. Partly cloudy, 28 for Hobart. In Canberra, also hot weather there with possible smoke haze and 37. Smoke haze for Wollongong, 27, much the same for Sydney. Similar conditions for Newcastle and 28. Partly cloudy, 29 for Brisbane. In Cairns, a shower or two developing, 33. And a shower or two with a possible storm, 35 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.